It's been 7 months since you've received money from the state, but the battle itself has gone on far longer. What have you done in preparation, knowing throughout that time that money was not headed your way anytime soon?
Well, we've had several reorganizations over the past 10 years. We've also divested some services and tried to shore up cash as best we could and to, prepare for a leaner organization, knowing that, you know, the revenues were going to constrict, the reimbursement is constricting, not expanding under the current economy and the climate. But I don't think that any of us were really prepared for, on top of what was happening over the past 10 years or so, of a state budget impasse. That was a surprise. And then, in addition, to have experienced it this long, and also, from all accounts that I'm hearing anyway, not to even have much hope it's going to end anytime soon.
Maybe when people hear social services and they hear about the work that you do, they expect that this is some sort of community volunteer program.
Yeah.
This isn't that. The state has basically contracted with you to provide services that otherwise it would have to take on.
That's right. I look at it almost as a delegation. It's been going on for years in the sense that government has decided increasingly over time to privatize service, taking it out of the hands and work of a publicly paid employee to a private organization, and to delegate the responsibility for that. What we see, though, is that the state has not consistently, in this delegation, adequately reimbursed for the service and cost. And even when baseline cost has been established in many areas, that reimbursement has been cut repeatedly over a number of years. So it really has been a very difficult relationship, challenging relationship in partnership with government, in the sense of trying to find the means and resources by which to continue, you know, in high quality ways. And what we've done is we've grown our ability to raise money through donors in contributions, and we've used that to kind of top off the dollar, so to speak, of every dollar reimbursed by government. It's really come down to the point to which our contributions can't cover, you know, the gap between the actual cost and the reimbursement we receive.
Why are these services important? Those that maybe don't follow this closely could look at a list and say, see something like programs for prisoners or drug rehabilitation, and say, okay, why do I, as a taxpayer, need to pay for that? Maybe this is something that should be, you know, a charity, a volunteer organization. What, you know, is your argument in explaining how this is something that is an obligation of the state?
It really is. I mean, we are not at the fringes of care or social service. We are about those who are most at risk in the state of Illinois. And so long ago, the government made a decision in regards to children. We're going to protect children. If they're neglected or are being abused, we will provide for them and provide a safe home for them. That's called foster care. You know, no one in this state, if asked, are we going to turn our backs on children who don't even have a choice in the matter, but are we going to quit protecting them? And everyone would say, no, we're not going to do that. Someone with a lifelong disability, born in that disability, we've made a decision long ago as society and government that we care for that individual. Do we turn our backs and say, no, we will no longer provide 24-hour care for that person? No, absolutely not. Or the senior adult who cannot live at home any longer, there's no one to lift them and help them transfer from one place to another or help them to be fed and to live independently. We provide nursing care for those individuals. Are we going to say we will no longer pay attention to seniors in that regard? No. And that's what we do. That's our service. That's who we are, and kids and families and persons with disabilities and senior adults. So it's not something that's extra or I would say it's not something that's optional.
How did you determine which programs to close?
The programs we chose to close had mostly to do with the non-payment by the state. So the state has said that other than those services covered by some consent decree or are court ordered to pay, they will not be paid. And we found that to be true. So we have services in senior adult home care or some residential mental health and substance abuse programs as an example, and even in prisoner reentry programs that are not being paid. And the bill is growing every month, and right now we're well over $6 million in owed non-payments from the state.
When I had the opportunity to speak with Governor Rauner, I said, hey, how can you allow mental health funding, MAP grants, pick a social service to go without funding, but in a bipartisan agreement, it by no means was just him, the lottery gets funded. Does that make you irate?
Yeah, it's hard to know. I've been trying to understand that as an example. I know that there are some complicating factors in the sense of the obligation and the way that the lottery is structured and the relationship to the state, and it's a little different than ours to human services. But, you know, to take it at face value, it's disappointing, you know, that that took precedence over who we are and our needs. And it's really not our needs, but over the needs of who are most at risk in the state.
Could more closures and layoffs be ahead?
Well, I think at this point we have to think not just of the impasse and the resolution of the impasse, but we have to think in terms of the next budget year. And it's most likely that there will be a two-year budget passed retroactively and going forward. And really, I think the other shoe to drop is when the budget is passed and that two-year budget is put into place. We all have questions. What will happen? And, you know, is there enough new revenue to accomplish what we believe to be right in the state of Illinois, or are there more health and human service cuts to occur? And how are we as organizations to continue, you know, with that other shoe to drop? What will happen?